This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. And once again, I am so excited to be able to talk to you about a brand new product we have in our stores and let you get a chance to get to know who brought it to us, who's making it, whose idea it was, and a little bit about the backstory of this product. So joining me in the studio today, I have Mrs. Allie Murphy.
Right? Yep. Nice to meet everyone.
Yeah. So Allie, and Allie's product, just everybody knows, is called Allie's Bar. And she's going to be telling us a little bit about the ingredients in the bar, where it's made, where she came up with the idea, and which Ingles stores have Allie's Bar in it, how much it costs, what you can expect out of the taste, that type of thing. But first, everybody's always dying to know, are you from Asheville?
I am not from Asheville. I'm actually originally from very northern California, about 40 miles out of Oregon, but my husband had brought me to Asheville. It was kind of our meeting ground. He was in Athens, Georgia, and I just needed mountains, and Asheville was our middle ground.
Yeah. How long have you lived here?
Oh, man. We moved here in 2011. So, yeah, since 2011.
Just so you know, she's not talking to herself. I am actually in the studio, and her husband is here, too, but he's remaining silent. So so she's just looking to him for confirmation. So it's been a while, and what have you been doing in Asheville? Did you start off making the bars?
Actually, my husband and I moved here. We are both professional cyclists. We're both on a European cycling team, and so I was racing for a team called HTC High Road and eventually turned into Specialized Lululemon. And he was racing for Kenda, and now he races for United Healthcare, which is a local/pro cycling team. So we came here for the training. The winters are mild. The training's fantastic. The roads are great. And so that's what brought us here originally. And I've always had a passion for food. I always made our food from scratch. And so making bars at home for John, that's how we started. And then our friends and then my teammates. And that's kind of what really started the business, was having a passion for food and wanting a better bar.
I know a lot of cyclists do train in this area. I mean, I know they're down in South Carolina. We've got like George Hincapie, and there's a cyclist who was on the Tour de France this year who was from Greenville area, right?
Or yeah, actually,
and one from Asheville too.
One
right?
from Asheville, Brent Bookwalter. He's also going to the Olympics.
Oh, exciting!
Which is super cool. So it's a really great spot for training, because like I said, the winters are super mild here, and the training's so good. And if you're racing in Europe, it's a quicker travel day to Europe than it is from the West Coast.
That's true, too.
So it's...
See, I knew I'd start talking about cycling, and John's over there thinking, I should have said I would talk, because now she's talking about cycling. It's not just about food. Now he's sitting on his hands over there, right?
Yeah. He is. He's like, let me talk.
This is pretty amazing area for cycling. My husband had done the... it's called Bridge to Bridge, right?
Oh, cool.
So he did that for a number of years, and that's like especially grueling a grueling ride. But yeah, he was never at the front of the pack, trust me. He would, but that was okay with me, because those are all the professional cyclists,
right?
A lot of times up at the front of the pack. So so you started by making your bars for your family and your friends and your teammates and things like that. And then when did you, because I remember talking to you a long time, probably 2 or 3 years ago about your bars. So what made you try and make the transition from making them for your home and the step into taking them into a retail or commercial?
Yeah, so I was making them from home in my own kitchen, and then we moved to a commercial kitchen. And then we went to a manufacturer because demand just started to grow. And I was also trying to race full time as well. And so I was living and racing in Europe. And then I was trying to make bars in my kitchen, and it just wasn't, or in a commercial kitchen. And it just wasn't working. It was just too much. And so then we shut down all operations on the bars, for like making it just for a little bit. And we found a manufacturer that took my recipe, and after really working with them on honing in our recipe and making it as as what I feel as close to as perfect as we can get it. We went to a manufacturer so we can go to the next level, which has been such a great situation for us because now it's, I don't have to make the bars. They make the bars and now I just have to sell them.
And provide the recipe. Right, exactly. Because I remember a couple of years ago, these have gone through, they've undergone a transition because the packaging was different, right?
Yep, the packaging's different. We've changed a few of the ingredients and the allotment of them because we wanted, just because the way some of the ingredients were interacting with some of the other ingredients, we didn't feel it was perfect. Mm-hmm. And so we had changed kind of the allotment of some of the ingredients, gone through a couple of revisions, and then made a bar that we were getting really good feedback on.
Yeah.
And so,
because I remember what I said to you.
I do, too.
Do you remember what I said? I was like, we weren't real, the first iteration, we weren't real crazy about them. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying, I think that they would be great for dogs. Do you remember me saying that?
I don't actually remember that part.
Because I thought that they, because they were like conceptually, I was like, because I'd seen somebody else doing something like that for, that there was really nothing out there. But then when these were introduced again to me, they tasted entirely different to me.
Totally. A big thing we did change was the vanilla, and the vanilla wasn't counteracting with the dates really well. So we changed the vanilla, which probably has changed the flavor quite a bit.
Yeah.
And so it kind of, it's almost like it was almost fermented tasting.
Oh,
and so,
okay. And that's interesting.
Yeah. And so we did a higher fold vanilla and less vanilla.
Interesting.
So I think it made a big difference and maybe a bit more cinnamon.
Yeah.
And so we've gone through multiple revisions with our manufacturer to really hone in on the flavor and make it as, like I feel, as perfect as we can get it.
Well, and see, I think that's a really important thing that that you're speaking to, is when you have a product, you have to be open to the possibility that you're going to have to change recipes, whether it's changing the proportion of different ingredients or the type of ingredient to maybe get a better fit for your audience or for commercial use too.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
Okay, so again, it's called Ally's Bars or Ally's Bar. And how can people connect with you? Or Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah, we've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we're really big on pushing our hashtag Ally's Bar Adventure because we just want people to get out and be active while they're eating the bar.
Great.
We really want people to have an active, healthy lifestyle. And so, yeah, you can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and we'll interact back.
Okay. So when we come into the next segment, we're going to be talking a little bit more about Ally's Bar, about how it's, what the taste profiles are and different flavors, where you can find it at Ingles and how much it is. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian, and we're having a great time talking to Ally Murphy of Ally's Bar. This is a brand new product to Ingles. Ally, how long have your products been in Ingles now?
Oh man, we've only actually been in Ingles for about a month.
So not very long.
Yeah, no, we are brand new and we are super excited about it.
Yeah, and also your first taste of local was just after you came in then. So that was in Hendersonville, and you're going to be at upcoming Taste of Local. So that's awesome.
Yep.
And what stores, where can people find your products, and what stores and where can they find them in the store?
So we're in 17 Ingles in the area.
Wow.
Woohoo. So excited. I won't have to list them all off if you don't want.
No, but, go ahead.
So we're in the Ingles in Arden, Ingles on Hendersonville Road in Asheville, Haywood Road in Asheville, Ingles on Merriman. We're in both the Ingles on Tunnel Road. We're in Black Mountain, Candler, Flat Rock. We are in
Weaverville.
We're in Weaverville, yes, because we'll be at the Taste of Local, which we're really excited about. I really like the Taste of Local because you're going to meet all the cool vendors and try out their products.
Yeah.
We're also in the Ingles in Swannanoa, in Mars Hill, Lincolnton, and we are in 3 Hendersonville locations and the Fletcher location.
Awesome.
So we are super excited about our growth in Ingles.
That's great.
We are Ingles shoppers, and I'm like,
Yay!
My bar is here.
Are you down in Mills River? You're down in Mills River?
Yep,
so
we're out in Mills River.
You got the Mills River Mall. We don't call it
a
store.
We call it the Ingles.
Ingles.
It is the
massive.
Ingles. It's awesome.
Have you ever gone to the Friday night steak dinner down there?
No, but I should.
You should.
I should definitely go to Friday night steak
dinner. That's like date night for people in Mills River. I'm just telling you, John, just in case you're looking for the spot, date night. You get like a steak. I think it's a steak, a potato, and a vegetable, and they serve it on china.
Oh,
I know, right? We're not messing around. We don't mess around.
That's real fancy for emails, River. I like it.
Exactly.
Sign us up.
So tell us a little bit about, now I know there's three flavors of bars, is that right?
Yep, we have three flavors of bar. We have our original sweet potato bar, so that sweet potato is in all of our ingredients. It's North Carolina's biggest crop, and we're sweet potato lovers in our family. And so in our original bar, it's sweet potato, dates, almonds, cashews, walnuts, flaxseed, coconut oil, so a bunch of really good ingredients. We've got a sweet potato with pistachio, cashew, pumpkin seed. The name kind of says what's in it. We use pistachio, cashew, pumpkin seed in it. And then one of my favorites and my tribute bar to my husband, because he's a redhead and he's a ginger, is our apple carrot ginger bar. So this is a nut-free bar. It's a little more unique. And if you're a ginger fan, it's really good. People have had really great things to say about it.
Oh, yeah. I love ginger. So that
there you go.
Yeah. Anything with ginger and sweet potato are like my favorites. Like when you go to a restaurant and there's certain things that you will, like your eye just like ginger, sweet potato, like mango. Those are like my triumvirate of, I'm going to find a dish that I make with ginger, sweet potato, and mango.
That might be my next bar.
That would be awesome, right?
I'm
going to
call it the
Leah bar, the mango. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
Be my tribute bar to you.
So I've had the bars. They're very good. I hesitate to use the word clean because it's not one of my favorite words, but they do have a very simple taste to them. Mm-hmm. You're not tasting a lot of weird off. Like it's not super sweet. It's not kind of, I don't know. There's some bars that there's just so much stuff going on in them. Like with sugar alcohols and stuff like that. Yours are just very simple that way, which is what I like. A lot of very simple ingredients. So that appeals to me.
Yeah. Our big thing is we wanted to use real food in our bar because I think real food just tastes better and it's a quality ingredient. And, the bars are low in the glycemic index, and so you don't get these peaks and valleys in your energy levels.
And
so
that's good for you. It's a cyclist or for cyclists, right?
Totally.
Now, if you were when you ate them when you're cycling, like would you eat one before you went cycling, or are they more of a recovery bar, or what? How would you use them?
When I was racing, I would always. It depended the length of the race, and so I'd usually have a bar on the start line, and then when I race every 45 minutes to an hour, I would eat a bar, and so. My most bars I ate was I did a 12-hour race, and I ate 16 bars.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a lot of bars.
It was a lot of bars.
It was a lot of bars. But I ended up winning it, which was cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, and I got second in the men's race, which I was more proud of.
Wow.
It was a really good day. It was all the bars. 16 bars will make you go faster.
There you go. So they're like 250 calories a bar. Is that right? Right?
Yeah, they're 250 calories, so they're 60-gram bars, so they're a bit bigger than your average bar, and so you can have it with you can have a bar and a small snack with lunch or you know, some people use it as a meal replacement.
Sure.
But yeah, so they're 250 calories and made with all sorts of real good food.
How many grams of protein?
4 grams of protein in our original bar. In our pistachio bar, we've got 6 grams of protein, and then apple carrot ginger we have 4 grams of protein.
Okay.
So, and our protein is from real sources. We're not adding anything
to
it.
So it's probably the nuts and stuff.
Nuts
bringing
and
your,
sweet potato.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. So there's a little bit in the sweet potato. So they should have pretty good source of fiber then.
Yeah,
with all
definitely
that.
Have a really nice source of
fiber. Is that a problem when you're bike racing?
No.
All right, I don't want to get too far down that road, but okay. And how many grams of carbohydrates are in those?
Our grams of carbohydrates are a bit on the, I hate to admit, on the higher side.
No, well, that's what you it's an energy kind of source, right?
Yeah, it's active nutrition. It's giving you energy. So 42 grams in our apple, carrot, ginger, and then, we've got 35 grams in our pistachio, cashew, pumpkin seed, and then in our original we have 38 grams. And so, you know, with sweet potato and bananas, they're both high carb ingredients.
Right.
And so you get a bit more carbohydrates in it.
But that's something, you know, people tend to be afraid of carbohydrates for no good reason, especially mm-hmm. when you're an athlete. You need those carbohydrates. Your muscles need them for your glycogen stores. And people forget your brain. That's the primary source of energy for your brain is glycogen is carbohydrates and glucose. So, you know, you don't need to be afraid of carbohydrates, but you need to pick the right kinds of carbohydrates to eat. So, you know, you could certainly have a candy. You could have eaten 16 candy bars, right? Can you imagine how you would feel after that? Like you talked about the glycemic index, you would just punk out from the combination of all that sugar, and then with no fiber or no slower release carbohydrates, which is what you get when you're using things like sweet potatoes and fruit, and then the nuts to kind of balance it out. So people, don't be afraid of carbohydrates. Or you need carbohydrates, just need the right ones.
Yep.
So it's really important. How much do they retail for?
At Ingles, they're retailing for $2.98.
Okay. So stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. We're talking with Allie Murphy of Allie's Bars. Her bars retail for $2.98 each. They're a great meal replacement bar, or if you're athletic, something to take with you on a camping trip or cycling, things like that. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian. And if you listen at all to the show, you know that I try and bring in folks that are our local farmers and suppliers so you can meet them. And another way you can meet them is going by our Taste of Local events. We have them about once a month at different stores, normally in Western North Carolina, sometimes in upstate South Carolina. You can keep your eye on those events if you go to our Facebook page, which is Ingles Markets on Facebook, and look under the event tab. And today in the studio, I have Allie Murphy, and Allie is the creator of Allie's Bars. And Allie, do you still call yourself a professional cyclist?
No, I'm over 7 months pregnant, so I'm just an exerciser.
You're in hibernation or yeah. Something like that. Will you go back to cycling once you have the baby?
I really love competition. I raced a 5K in Brevard on the 4th of July weekend, and I forgot how competitive I was until they said go, and they blew a whistle, and people were passing me. And I was like, I'm gonna crush this. And I think I ended up fifth in the women's race.
Oh, that's
six
great.
And a half months pregnant. So I was pretty happy with it. So
good for you.
I think since I'm a fairly competitive person, I'll probably go back to racing after we kind of
get the baby on the backpack.
Yeah, why
and get
not?
Out there,
like, extra right. weight, a little more training.
Resistance, right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
There you go. So what's next for Allie's Bars? Do you see yourself doing additional flavors or just expanding the availability of the bars and different where you can be bought?
Yeah, actually both. We're always working on new flavors, and I'm learning, being a smaller business and continuing to grow, that making new flavors takes time, which is it's part of the growing process, and it's really good for me to learn patience because I like things done yesterday.
Right.
And so yes, we're always working on new flavors, and I'm really excited for some of the stuff that we've been working on. And I'd also like to continue to expand. I'd love to get into more Ingles in the area and just continue to grow in that industry or in those stores, and just continue to spread the word of a better bar.
Do you see these as a bar that are more targeted to men or women or both? Because I guess the name, like, to me, it would resonate more with women. Or what do you think?
So one of the things that we're working on is being able to target more towards women.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll have to make some changes about our bar and the size and calories. And this is all stuff that'll have to happen down the road.
Okay.
But we'd really like to target women. You know, being a woman business owner and being a woman athlete, I really love working with women and helping, I guess, just spreading the love and, like,
sure.
giving them more, I guess, confidence and working with younger women. And
yeah.
And so I enjoy working more with women.
Okay.
No offense to the men in the room.
Oh, they can handle them. They're on their own. Come on.
Yeah, right. Take care of yourself.
That's it. So when's baby due?
September 16th.
And do we know gender?
No, we don't. It's a surprise. I know. Everyone says girl. Everyone says a girl. You have
50-50 chance, right?
Yeah, right? You have 50-50 chance. It's like, what's in the box? Like,
exactly.
I don't know.
Do you have some, like, names in reserve? Are you putting those out publicly or no? It's okay if you're not. It's okay. You don't have to tell us.
We like the name. I'm going to say it, John. I like the name Ava for a girl.
Ava?
I think it's a beautiful name.
Very
and then Liam for a boy.
Liam. I like that. That goes, like, if you have a redhead, Liam would just... That would totally work. I love both working. I know Leah is probably not in the running, but that's okay. Not going to take it personally. That's okay. So how did you connect with Mr. Outlaw at Ingalls? Do you remember how that happened?
Someone introduced us. Someone had actually just passed along his email address. But you said he was a cyclist. And so I think it was a cyclist that had given me his contact as well. Mm-hmm. And so, but it was honestly, it was so long ago that I don't really remember.
That's okay. Yeah. Well. So I think a lot of people are kind of amazed at how hands-on Ingalls is with small businesses and how much we interact with small farmers and businesses. It's just kind of amazing. And Mr. Outlaw has been in the grocery business for over 40 years now.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, he's a great resource to a lot of suppliers and oftentimes makes suggestions about packaging and flavors and things like that. So a lot of success stories. So again, let's make sure we mention your website, Facebook. Do you want to tell everybody how to find you?
Yeah, so you can find us on our Facebook. For our Facebook page is just Allie's Bar. Our Twitter is Allie's_bar, and our Instagram is Allie's Bar. You can also check us out on our website, www.alliesbar.com. So it's pretty easy, and if you guys need to get a hold of us, just email info@alliesbar.com. I try to respond as quick as possible.
I like the idea of your hashtag, Allie's Bar Adventures. Is that what you said it was?
Yes, Allie's Bar Adventure. So we really like to encourage people to get out, and you know, we live in such a beautiful area, like utilize the wilderness or mm-hmm. whatever they're doing, and take us with you.
And hashtag a photo, and then you look for. Have you gotten photos like that?
Yeah, we've gotten quite a bit of photos like it. It's been really cool. And coming from a cyclist background and living across overseas for a while, you get a lot of international photos too.
Oh, nice.
Which is super cool. So I kind of love that too. We had some friends that went to Italy and took our bar with them.
Yeah.
And took pictures all over Italy. And I was like, oh,
I took your bar to Washington State recently.
There you go.
Yeah. When I was in.
Awesome.
Yeah. And Wenatchee, Washington. Yeah. Mm, so
nice.
Walking along the river, Columbia River. Boom, I had Allie's Bar with me, just so you know. I didn't know about Allie's Bar Adventure. I would have taken a photograph.
Next time you go to Washington.
There you go. But I was also tasting wine, and the bars don't really go that well with wine. Just saying it.
I'll work on a
wine pairing. That would actually be really good. So, folks, keep your eye out for other opportunities to sample Allie's Bar. Are you doing some sampling in some of the stores?
Yeah, so I just got my list from our distributor for all the Ingalls that we're in. So now that's my task for the next couple of days is setting up a demo calendar for all the Ingalls that we're in.
Great.
So people can start tasting the product. You get the product in their mouths, and then hopefully you get people that support us and will buy the bar and take us with you wherever you go.
Yeah, because it's a pretty competitive category. There are a lot of bars out there, but it's always nice to be able to find ones that are, if you like to support local, to find ones that are local that you can and sampling them first is oftentimes the first step to people kind of going, oh, I really like that bar. I like how it tastes. It doesn't have sugar alcohols in it. You know, it doesn't have a lot of additional ingredients that I don't want to eat. So that's a really good way to do it. And you can get to meet Allie Murphy and maybe her husband, John. You can just nod your head. Do you help out with sampling sometimes? He's nodding his head. He's saying
yes.
He helps out with samplings a lot. Mm-hmm. So, and maybe eventually you can see new baby Murphy in a few months down the road. Allie, thanks so much for joining us on the Ingalls Information Aisle.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.